Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. Extremely sorry for that, ma'am. The line got disconnected. All right. So, madam, so I'm asking you some security questions, all right? Because you are talking with eBay anti-fraud department. You're not talking with any eBay shopping, all right? So that's why I'm asking you. Because some illegal transaction by your end without your knowledge and without your permission. Like, ma'am, when did you last use your card? Did you remember? Or have you lost the card?
What? My card?
Yes, your bank card. I'm talking about your bank card, ma'am. When did you last use it? Or have you lost?
No, I haven't lost it. In my wallet.
Okay, in your wallet. It's very good. What? And when did you last use? Do you remember?
Probably last week.
All right. Any like shopping mall, supermarket, or like any internet stuff, like eBay, Amazon, Wish?
No, I don't do any of that.
All right. So I think, ma'am, whenever you can use the card, like any shopping mall, supermarket, grocery shop, and you can swipe the card in front of the shopkeeper or like a shop owner. And you know, ma'am, your all information is also printing on the card. So I think that point of time, someone gets your all details.
Okay.
So I believe you understand my point. What I'm telling you?
Yes.
So what I'm doing right now, ma'am, I would like to stop that payment because you are not giving any authorized transaction. This transaction made by someone else without your knowledge and without your permission. So could you tell me, like, what type of mobile phone you are using at the moment? Like, it's Apple iPhone or it's Android? Like, Samsung, Oppo?
It's a Samsung.
Samsung, all right. So, madam, look on your screen. I'm providing you the security application, all right? They're created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay. So, look on the screen. You can see, like, a dial pad. At call, speaker. You can see any options?
Yeah, the speaker and Bluetooth and all that,
Yes, click on speaker. Touch on the speaker. And click on home. And click on home. The middle of the bottom. You can see any circle one, like a home?
No.
Okay. So you need to come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper or like lot of applications like phone, camera, Google, contact, gallery.
How do I get back to the home page without losing you?
Okay. So look on the screen on the bottom, extreme end of the bottom of your mobile, middle of the bottom, end of the mobile, all right? So you can see the circle one or like a home picture?
Yes,
click on that.
Okay, which one do I press now?
On the middle of the bottom, end of the mobile, middle of the bottom, all right?
Yes,
okay, very good, darling, very good. So you can see like lot of applications like phone, camera, Google, contact, Play Store.
Yeah.
You can see the Play Store, PLAY, Play Store, STORE.
Yes, Play Store,
Yes, click on that.
Yep.
And look on your screen on the top. You can see the search panel, like written over there, search for apps and games. On the top.
Hold on, I've got to put the internet on.
Okay.
I just, internet.
Okay, turn on the data.
Okay, it's on there.
Okay, open up the Play Store once again. Close it and once again reopen. Then your internet is properly connected with that.
Okay, yep.
Okay, darling. So look on the screen on the top. You can see the search panel like written over there. Search for apps and games.
And what?
Apps and games on the top, the search panel.
Yes.
Yes. Touch on that.
Yep.
And type on the search panel, A as in Australia. Our country. A, letter A. A as in Apple.
Yep.
Then N. N as in November.
Yep.
Then Y. Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then D. D as in doctor. D as in Delta.
Yep.
Then E.
Yep.
E as in echo.
Yes.
Then S. S as in sweet, like you.
Yes.
Then K. K as in kingdom.
Yep.
So what did you type, darling? Right. Darling, this application created by anti-fraud department of eBay. Behalf for the scammer or like a hacker. Alright? Because you are not a one person. Each and every person facing this problem each and every day. I'm looking like your granddaughter. Alright? I'm only 25 years old. So don't you worry, I'm guiding you over the call, alright? I'll be with you. If you can lose any money, then I can refund that money, alright?
Yep.
So click on search.
Yep.
Then what came up? You can see any like Anydex application come up on your screen?
Yeah, just Anydex, whatever, and it says install.
Yes, click on install.
Yep.
All right.
Yep,
then is it properly done? Then come up. Open. O-P-E-N. Open. Then you need to click on open. Alright, darling?
Yep.
Alright. Take your time.
Yes, it's open.
Yes, click on open. Then what actually got? I'll let you know. Alright? Done to do by your end.
Your type limit open.
Okay. Click on okay. You got it. Okay. Agree. Continue.
Just says, I have read it and agreed all the terms and conditions.
Yes. Okay.
Above.
Okay. Okay. You can see okay or agree. Any option you got? Click on that.
Just the tick. That's the order.
Yes. Click on that and click on okay. Okay, and agree. Any option you got?
Yep.
Then what we got?
Well, comes up as something to do with the battery.
Okay. So you can see like any cancel or any option? Okay.
No,
battery optimization. Sorry?
Yes,
click on cancel. Yes, you
right?
can see cancel option. Click on cancel.
It doesn't say cancel.
Okay, you can see okay option.
It says okay?
Yes, click on okay.
Oh, come up with...
I understand. Okay. Tutorials?
Yes.
So touch the screen, the white color circle. Follow the white color circle. Touch it. Then come up some number on your screen.
No, it just come up as a tick. Connection status.
Mm-hmm. And any number come up? Any number come up?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Any number come up? Any number come up?
Oh, there's a number that come up.
Yes, exactly, darling. Ma'am, this number is your cancellation number, all right?
What?
It's your cancellation code number that is provided by anti-fraud department, all right?
Yep.
Give me 1 second. Okay, you can see the number. Please confirm me that slowly.
360.
Uh-huh. 360.
598.
Uh-huh.
719.
All right, darling. And below that number, all right, below that number, you can see anything written like a set password?
Yes.
Right. Click on the set password.
Yep.
All right. So you can see anything like a permission, like interacted, active, any options? Scroll down a little bit, then come up like permissions, profiles.
Yeah, permissions, yeah.
Scroll down a little bit, darling, then you get to see like permission profiles.
Oh, wait a minute.
I understand. Scroll down a little bit, scroll down.
Malicious, online disconnect, discovery.
Above that.
Discovery, yeah.
Above the discovery, you can see any permission profiles?
Search local network, client exclude this device from discovery.
Above that, you can see the permission profiles. Permissions. Permission profiles.
I have a permission profile.
Yes, darling. Click on that.
Yeah.
All right. You can see any option come up, like a full access, or default, or like unattended access, the fourth option?
Yep.
Yes, click on the fourth option, unattended access.
I just put my glasses on.
Yeah, take your time. I'll be with you.
Okay. Permission profile.
Yes. Click on that. Permission profile. Yes. Unattended access. Yes. Click on unattended access.
Yep.
And you can see anything come up like enable unattended access.
Yep.
Yes, click on the enable unattended access, the checkbox. Then asking some password.
Enable unattended access.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and asking some password.
Yeah.
Yes, so put the password, all should be lowercase. And don't need to space between the password, all right? So put on that, E as an echo.
A.
Then B, B as in Bobby.
A.
Then A, A as in Australia.
A.
Then Y, Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Three, four, five.
Then click on OK.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I can send you the request, all right? You need to click on OK at first.
Okay, this comes up as
close. Close option you got, close, right, click on close. You got it 2 times, like close, click on close. Then come up anything like this, start now.
This comes up as to make start the platform.
No, no, you got on your screen at the bottom, like start now option. Like start recording anything.
No.
What option you got?
The permission profile has come back up again.
Okay, I can send you once again, all right? Or anything changes on the bottom?
So you want me to close this one?
No, no, what can you see come up? Anything changes on the screen on the bottom?
Okay, what's come up is permission profile unattended. Any devils will start capturing everything that displays on the
screen. Start now. Start now. You can see start now?
Yes. Start
yes.
Now.
You can start now. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the close. Click on close.
Close.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And once again, click on close.
No, there's nothing else that comes up. And scroll,
scroll down a little bit. Scroll down a little bit.
Yeah.
Scroll down. Then you get to see like a timeout in a minute.
Timeout in 10 minutes, yeah.
Yes, click on that. Remove the 0 and you need to put on that 80, 180. 180.
1 0.
No, no, it's 180. It's 180.
One eight zero.
Right? Yep. Okay. Click on OK. Any OK option? Click on OK.
Yep.
Right. And you can see anything like eBay, secureserver.au?
Connection disabled.
And below that? And below?
It's now viewing your disk. Remote address.
Okay, click on home, ma'am. Click on home.
Which
one's home? Yes, come back to your home screen, the middle of the bottom, the circle one. Click on that.
Yep.
All right. And you open up your Play Store once again, ma'am. Open up the Play Store.
Yep.
Open up your Play Store, ma'am.
Yeah, I've opened up Play Store.
And you can see any like a pointing arrow on the left hand side?
No.
Okay, what came up on your screen? Or let me know. All right.
On the Google.
Okay, what's she got?
The Google has come up.
Okay. So, madam, first of all, what I'm doing right now, I want to stop that payment, right? So, madam, could you tell me what purpose, like, you can use your mobile phone? Like online shopping, checking emails, online banking. Do you do anything?
No, I don't do it. I don't do internet banking. I just check me smartphone photos and calls.
Okay. So apart from this device, do you have any device connected with the same internet, like a computer, laptop? Do you have anything, darling?
No.
All right. So I want to send you your money, okay? So could you confirm me? I'm speaking with Mrs. Carol Regents.
Yes.
All right. And your email address is pitstone1961@gmail.com?
Yeah.
All right. And could you confirm me, like, which bank you are deal with? Like Commonwealth, Bendigo, NewsAid?
No, I'm not going to give you my bank details. I'm sorry.
Right.
I understand,
darling. But I want to stop the payment, all right? That's right, because your money has been held from our end, all right, and you are talking with eBay Anti-Fraud Department. You're not talking with any ABC company, all right? So, I'm giving you my all verification, all right? So, please take a pen and take a piece of paper with you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And note down my name. My name is Harry. H-A-R-R-Y, Harry Williams.
Yeah.
And my job employee ID is EBY4209.
Yeah.
That is my job employee ID, EBY4209. And our helpline number is 1-800-322-9-28. I want to repeat this number, 1-800-322-9-28, right?
Yeah.
And the address, is 45 Market Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 1000. I want to repeat this address, 45 Market Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And my email address, is eBay Anti-Fraud Department at gmail.com. eBay Anti-Fraud Department at gmail.com. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, you are not talking any ABCD company, right? It's like I'm a free caller, so why am I giving my old information? Think about that. I'm not even calling for any ABC company, all right, darling?
Yeah.
I'm giving you my all information.
Yeah. All right.
So, could you tell me, like, which bank, ma'am, you are dealing with? Because we have to stop the payment, and I can catch those bloody criminals, all right? I will show you each and everything step by step. All right?
Yeah.
Which bank, ma'am, you are dealing with? Like Commonwealth, NZ, Bendigo.
Mom.
Sorry?
National Bank. National Bank.
National Bank, like NAB, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you remember your last available balance? Because the $300 is already debited from your account or not, so that's why I'm asking you. Do you remember your last available balance? Like more than 5,000, less than 5,000?
That's less than 5,000, yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, less than 5,000.
Less than 5,000. Like, do you have any rough idea? Like 4,000, 2,000, 1,000?
What, to what I've got in my bank account?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Probably $60.
All right. So apart from this National Bank, do you have any other bank?
No.
Okay. So how many accounts in your NAB? How many accounts?
One.
One account. All right. So what I'm due, I want to send you the money, okay? Because you are the old lady. All right. So I want to stop the payment and I can refund that money. So at first, ma'am, I want to verify your all details, all right? And register your online banking. If you can check on by your end, you got the money and let me know. All right, then I can catch those criminals. So close it and everything and come back to your normal screen and open up your Google. Open up the Google.
Yep.
All right. So open up your Google, right? I want to register your online banking. So could you tell me, do you have with you your bank information like a card or anything, like a statement? You have with you right now?
Yeah.
All right. It's very good. Very good. Okay. Open up your Chrome.
Yes.
Open up your Chrome, like your Google?
Yes.
All right. And you can see the search panel? So put on that your bank name, the space, log in.
No, there's nothing else coming up.
Okay, you can see no thanks. Click on no thanks.
Yeah.
Click on no thanks.
Yeah.
Then you can see the search panel.
Yeah,
the search panel on the top right. Click on that. And type on the search panel your bank's name, then space, login.
I'm not putting stuff on my phone to my bank.
No. Listen to me. You're thinking wrong. All right. I want to provide you your money. Okay, ma'am? So that's why I want to register your online banking by your end. Then you can check your old statement each and every day. All right?
What, on your phone?
Yes, on your mobile phone. All right? If that is easy for you.
No. I don't do any banking on my phone.
All right. I can see on my server, do you have a Bendigo Bank? Is that right?
Bendigo Bank?
Yes. Do you have any Bendigo Bank?
No.
But I can see on my server, all right? You can search the Bendigo Bank each and every day. The hacker use your all information, so that's why I can see on my server. It's your
system. Yeah, fucked it up.
Sorry?
The thing where they want the mirror. I only looked it up.
Oh, give me one second. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold, ma'am. When you're speaking to Gary, I'm one of the account officer from NCA, okay, from Anti-Fraud Department. Well, just now, ma'am, you are having a word with one of our representatives, right? And I believe he must explain you all the problems, correct, ma'am?
Yes, he has.
Okay. It is just that, ma'am, you know, you haven't placed any order, right? But an order has been placed on behalf of you, correct? From eBay $299 or gift card, and from PayPal $199, right? So what we are going to do is, ma'am, at this moment, we are just going to help you how we can secure your identity, and at the same time, we are just going to give you, you know, like the security at the same time. And we are just going to cancel all the transactions which has been placed by the hacker, right? Now, first of all, ma'am, you just need to go to your home screen of your phone, ma'am. Go to your home screen of your phone. What do you see? Now, you just type over there, my. Just type on the search. On search, yes. Just tap on, okay, just type on search, my, M for Mary, Y for yellow. Open, I'll tell you. Open up your Google page, ma'am. Open up your Google page, ma'am. You see Play Store at your phone screen. What do you see, ma'am? Hello?
Play Store, yes.
Yeah, just beside Play Store, ma'am, you see Google. Tap on Google. Just beside Google, just tap on Google, ma'am. And after that, you see at the top, it says search, right? Now, just type on the search at the top, ma'am. Type M for Mary. Okay, thank you, sir. Yep. Y for yellow. Where are you typing, ma'am? Where are you typing? Yep. Now, type Y. Now, give a space. Give a space.
Yep.
Give a space. And then type number one.
Yes.
Now, P for Peter.
Thank you.
Type P for Peter.
Yeah.
And then give a space. Give a space.
Yeah.
Now, you just need to do one thing, ma'am. Erase that one, okay? Erase that one. Make it empty. And I'll tell you from the beginning what you have to type. Make it empty. Use the backspace, ma'am, from your phone.
Just hold on,
okay? Our server is going to help you at this moment, okay? Now, what do you see, ma'am? Do you still see the same thing? Or do you see any changes, ma'am?
Yeah, my one study.
Now, I'll just show you what I'm talking about exactly right now, okay? You're on your Play Store, ma'am. Go to your home screen, ma'am. Go to your home screen. Press your home button. Go to your home screen. And just stay there, okay? And after that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay? Now, just beside Play Store, do you see like an app called Google? Tap on Google.
Tap on Google.
Yes. Hold on. Yeah, this is the thing. This is YouTube, ma'am, okay? Tap on no thanks.
Yes.
Tap on no thanks. Tap on no thanks.
I did
now, stay there. Yep. Now, I'll tell you. Now, once again, what you need to do is, ma'am, I'll tell you. Okay? Hold on for a moment.
Ma'am.
Now, hold on, okay? Don't do anything. I'm just going to help you. What you have to do is, okay? Right? So, are you on the, okay. Now, just hold on for a while. Just hold on. Now, you see, ma'am, at the top, there is an option called Chrome. Now, you see, just hold on, okay? Don't do anything. Now, just hold on. Now, you see, ma'am, what I want to show you. At this moment, first of all, you see my 1P address location, right? Do you see that, ma'am?
Yes.
First of all, I just want to show you, which is most important thing. You just need to understand that. Now, you see, ma'am, your IP address, right? What is my IP address? Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, just below, what do you see? It's written on the red color line. Do you have any idea, ma'am?
Yes, it's under NATO by numbers. Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
What does that mean? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you. It means, ma'am, your online activity, what you are doing is, ma'am, it has been seen by your internet service provider. And spying means, ma'am, like the other people are also can see your internet activity. So that's why, ma'am, you know, your identity has been compromised by the hacker from overseas, okay? And they're doing all sorts of illegal activities, ma'am. They're doing the most dangerous business, that's called a money laundering, okay? They're sending money from one place to another, right? Do you have any idea? You know about this, right? You don't know. I'll just show you how they are doing it. Can you just go back? Can you just go back? Because at this moment, ma'am, your identity has been very badly compromised by the hacker, okay? Because, see, basically they are not interested on your money. They are only interested on your identity so that they can go through and they can do various apps and they can register you without any knowledge of yours. And after that, they are just going to use their money and you would be behind the bar. If suppose, ma'am, cops will come to your place and cops will think your name and cops will think you have done the damage, right? I know and you know, ma'am, you have not done anything, right? But the cops,
yeah,
they don't understand. They think that you have done the damage, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So your identity,
yeah,
ma'am, you know, has been a very badly compromised by the hacker. So we just need to secure all your things, ma'am. You are banking with NAP, correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now press your home button, ma'am. Press your home button.
Yep.
And open up your phone camera. And be handy with your debit card of your NAP, ma'am. Be handy with your debit card of your NAP. Open up
I
your phone camera.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
Open up your phone camera.
Yes.
And be handy with your debit card of your NAP, ma'am.
Yes.
And take a clean picture of the front side of your NAP debit card. Take a front side picture. Take a clean and, you know, like a front picture of your NAP, ma'am. So now, what do you see, ma'am? What do you see? Take a clean picture, ma'am. Have you taken? Okay,
no.
I'll tell you. Put your... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now hold on for a moment. Now you just need to take the backside picture of your debit card, ma'am. The flip your card, ma'am. The just flip your card and take the backside picture of your NAP. And flip your card,
yeah,
ma'am. And take the backside picture of your debit card, ma'am.
You already done, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you have taken the front side, ma'am. You need to take the back side, okay? You have taken the front side. No, okay. Now, open up your phone camera and open up your picture. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, okay? Just hold on. Now you see at the right hand side bottom, there is a picture. Tap on the picture. At the bottom right hand side, open up your pictures, ma'am. Open up your pictures. Okay. Open up your pictures. Open up your gallery. Open up your gallery. Hold on, okay?
Yes.
Now open up your these things. Hold on for a while. Open up your camera, ma'am. You see at the top left hand side there is a camera. Tap on the camera, the first one, which you see at the top left hand side.
Yes.
Do you see, ma'am? Tap on that camera at the top left hand side.
Yes, I did that.
Now what do you see? Your internet is very slow, ma'am. I must tell you, okay? Now what do you see? Okay. You do one thing, ma'am. Okay. Now you just hold on for a moment. Now you see beside camera there is your card picture, the back side. Open up the back side picture of your card, ma'am. Just tap on that picture, the second picture from the left hand side which you see. First and then the second. Tap on the second picture. And
yes.
What do you see? Hold on for a moment. Now you just need to do one thing, ma'am. Now you just need to press your home button. Press your home button.
Yep.
Okay. And press your home button. Ma'am, do you remember how much balance like you have on your NAP? Like on a roughly basis? Do you have any idea? Can you just grab hold of your last month's statement of your NAP? Sorry?
Apparently, I only got about $60.
You have only $60 on your NAP?
Well, probably. I don't have much in it.
You don't have any other like a balance like 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000, anything
no.
like that?
No.
And this is the only bank you're dealing with? You don't have any other bank apart from that?
No, this is the only one I deal with.
This is the only bank you deal with. And apart from this bank, like you don't have any other bank, right, ma'am?
No, this is one.
And can you just grab hold of your last month's statement, ma'am? Can you just grab hold of your last month's statement?
I'm away at the moment, so I'm not at home, so I can't grab a statement.
Okay, you're out at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then, no problem then. So no worries, ma'am. I'll give you a call back then, okay? Once the work will be done, we are just giving you a security right now. And once the work will be done completely, I'll give you a call back, okay? It's been a lovely talking to you, ma'am, and have a nice day. Thank you, Carol. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.